Syria's conflict is sometimes cast as a religious one between the Sunni majority and the leadership of an Alawite minority. Yet the secular government has its defenders, who look to it as a protector of all minority rights, especially Christians. Father Rafi Halawi of the Greek Melkite Catholic Church says Syria's dozens of minority religious groups are searching for a peaceful resolution.
There are sects that only exist in Syria that are all in solidarity to find a solution to the political problem in Syria, a solution to the violence. And this is through dialogue and reconciliation.
He argues it's religious extremists who stand in the way.
The most important challenge is the arrival of elements calling others, non-believers, of armed elements that distort the religion they belong to and try to kill other religions or those who follow these religions.
The government drives home this view constantly to its minority allies, further stoking fear, while government checkpoints protect mixed communities in the capital. In the historic Christian quarter of the old city, death notices are posted of young Christian men killed fighting in the government's army. The opposition says it's fighting for all Syrians and is working to contain jihadist elements. Moderate Sunnis, seeking to find a negotiated end, are quick to reassure others that coexistence remains possible.
It infuriates me that Islam is distorted and its banners are distorted, because they are banners of peace and love.
Sheikh Abdul Salam al-Harash, who is Lebanese, is asked if he has concerns Damascus, home to some of the earliest Muslims and Christians, could descend into the sectarian war his country suffered for 15 years.
It is a totally different subject.
Although he dismisses the idea of a prolonged battle, some see another parallel to the Christians in Iraq, many who fled sectarian violence never to return. Leaving is not an option for some of Damascus's Christians. Giselle, a member of the Greek Melkite Church, admits the country is tense, but says she will not abandon it.
Of course not, because Christianity began in Syria. I mean, this land where they are living is Christian.
The city's great shrine, the Umayyad Mosque, was built on the site of a Christian basilica. The remains of an early saint, John the Baptist, are believed buried here. Christians and Muslims come to pay homage, with hope future generations will as well. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Damascus.